T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
So, to recap, if you ever wanted to see monopolistic behavior, like textbook, but like textbook monopolist behavior, like for a law school class, we just watched it.
Yep. Also, collusion.
And collusion, yes. This is illegal, by the way, what you're seeing. I mean, I just hate to tell you this. I mean, this is why we have RICO statutes. So, just 24 hours after Twitter permanently bans Trump, Google and Apple and Amazon have now banned Parler from their app store. So, which, you know, could destroy the company financially. So here, and this is what I've been trying to explain to you folks for years. This idea of, well, capitalism take care of it. Wait, let's just let Twitter and Facebook do whatever they want, even though it violates the law. Because, you know, it's their company. And somebody else will just, you know, some competition will just come along. And I've been telling you, no, watch what happened to Gab. Competition is not allowed. If they don't want people on their platforms, which they can't choose, that's the law they agreed to. That's how it works. They're not supposed to pick and choose, but they do. But they want to have it both ways. They want to prevent any competition, too. It is remarkable what happened. As John Mates, he's the Parler CEO, says, Lee, they didn't just kick Parler off Google, Apple, and Amazon, which was devastating alone. Google and Apple are, of course, the app stores, right? She can't download the app. Amazon, they were on their servers. And they explained, if you're wondering, why were they on Amazon servers? Because very few people actually have the infrastructure to support something as big as Parler. There's not a lot of options, believe it or not. They need over 300 servers just to run it. And so Parler CEO John Mates says, look, you got to understand, we weren't just dropped by Google, Apple, and then Amazon to support our servers. They were dropped, attacked on the same day from all their vendors, 100%, from their lawyers to, when you look at something like Parler, there's a lot of support services involved in getting that kind of thing up on the internet. You know, there's the internal mail system that's in Parler. There's vendors that serve the company that is Parler. All of that. There's internet service providers. I mean, like the stuff that the company Parler uses, like the people who work at Parler, right? All of it in a coordinated fashion was shut down in a single day. It wasn't just the, you know, app kicked out of Google and Apple and Amazon. Listen to John Mates explain that to Maria Bartiromo. He's the CEO of Parler. And I apologize. The CEO of Parler must have a chicken. He's got a rooster. And the bird keeps, he must be living out in a bunker somewhere, which is what I would do if I were him.
Really?
Yeah, because Antifa is going to find you eventually, and the Democrats will cheer him while they go, pretending all the way they don't like violence. But so he's out there with the rooster. Take a listen to, every time I play it, it cracks me up. But take a listen to what he said. This is a coordinated attack. They don't, people are going, why don't they sue? They can't find a law firm because law firms are terrified to work with them. My God, this doesn't sound like America.
It's devastating is what it is. And it's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all worked together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off tonight, off the internet. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company. And it's not just these three companies. Every vendor, from text message services to email providers to our lawyers, all ditched us too on the same day. And they're trying to falsely claim that we were somehow responsible for the events that occurred on the 6th.
So this is what you have to undergo if you want free speech. Now, folks are pointing out to me, Gab's still going strong. User rate is up 763% yesterday, and it is. But they had to fight their way through this. And you have to understand something. This is just the first salvo, and look what they did. They aren't going to allow Parler to exist. Trust me. They will get Parler back up and running, and whoever provides them with service will be dogged by the hounds of hell. It will never end. It will never end. You're going to begin to see businesses that do business with them, even if it's just like Visa or a processing platform, be attacked by these same forces. And Devin Nunes, Lee, this is Devin Nunes, Representative Devin Nunes, a congressman, one of the few Republicans who had anything to say about any of this over the weekend. And he is right. This is illegal RICO-style behavior.
These big companies, Apple, Amazon, Google, they have just destroyed what was likely a billion-dollar company. Poof, it's gone. So I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now, or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. This is illegal. You can't do this in America.
Yes, you can, Tara. Of course you can.
Because it's not America anymore. Yeah, well, we are living in a fascist authoritarian regime.
Of course you get to do this.
As it comes to speech.
If you have a certain political viewpoint or ally yourself with certain individuals in politics, this can be done to you. We have seen this over and over again. And if you have a different viewpoint and you are allied with the right politicians, you can get by with anything. Where were these calls to deplatform social media when there were the so-called peaceful protests which were going on, which there were some peaceful protests, but there were out-and-out riots where there were occupied territories of American cities for months on end?
And they were planning the violence that they did, $2 billion worth of damage through August.
Using social media.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Promoted by social media.
And politicians
who were themselves pushing this along, pushing the narrative, putting this out there, reminding people what was going on, and denying that there was any type of violence going on. There was even a report where some, I don't know if you remember if it was CNN, MSNBC, but there was, you know, some reporter talking about a peaceful protest going on while there was a view of a burning building behind him.
Yes, and let's not forget, if you got arrested, who bailed you out? Kamala Harris raised the money to bail you out so you could get back in the fight. Again, as I pointed out on the podcast, can you imagine if Trump over the weekend stood on the White House lawn, since he has no other way to communicate now, and vowed that he was going to raise the money to bail out everybody who got arrested at the Capitol so they could go back and do it again? Can you even imagine?
Listen, I am not advocating that what went on at the Capitol was right.
And no, of course
it
not.
Absolutely, positively was not. And the people who violated, who invaded and took over the House and Senate chambers should be arrested and prosecuted. Okay, there's no question about that. The problem is that we have a dual justice system in this country where if you do it for one cause, you're excused. If you do it for another cause, you are prosecuted, vilified, and deplatformed.
Fascism. That's the definition of fascism. Absolutely the definition. That's exactly where we are in this country.
It sounds like Iran.
Right now.
It actually sounds like
Iran.
Well, remember
no, it's
the
not.
Uprisings
you know why?
In Iran?
The Ayatollah Khomeini is still on Twitter.
Yeah.
He called for specifically the death of America and the death of American politicians. And that was cool. It was hot. It was hip. It was good. And he never lost his Twitter account.
Yeah. Also deny the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah, that too. So he's an anti-Semite. But it's no big deal. As long as you're the right anti-Semite, which he is, apparently. Meanwhile, this weekend, Lee, in non-news, that actually would be news if the political stripe were changed. Right. Antifa was out in full battle gear, as they usually are, in San Diego and also in New York City, beating cops, hurling bottles at them. A reporter was beaten, egged, and pepper sprayed in the face. And all of it on camera. I mean, it's no denying it happened. You can see the absolute violence. They're left-wing protesters. Heck, the Antifa.com site still directs to the Biden-Harris campaign site.
Well, of course.
So it's all good, though. There won't be any condemnation. Just none whatsoever. It's good. And watch this. As their thug goons go back into the streets, the Democrat ones, just watch it. The Republicans won't condemn them either. They won't condemn them. That's the problem. Texter writes, make no mistake, we saw the death of the Republican Party on Wednesday. I think that's going a little far. Texter writes, people need to call your congressmen and senators and demand they break up the tech companies. I don't know what that'll do at this point. Texter writes, it was Michelle Obama who put the call out from the Obama bunker, yep, to censor conservatives, and they did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Here's your friendly reminder that just last week, Trump wanted to roll back Section 230. Go after the tech companies. The GOP and the Senate blocked it. Just kind of where we are in all of this morning. Okay, here's John Mates, the Parler CEO on Maria Bartiromo. And in the beginning of the weekend, he sounded very bullish and confident. Yes, Amazon is going to take Parler down. Going to take us off the servers and stuff like that. But, you know, don't worry. He said, I got a long list of people who've told him, you know, in the past that they wanted his business. That was the beginning of the weekend, the first statement he put out. By the end of the weekend, he didn't sound so confident. All those people who told him in the past before all of us that they would be happy to host him, they went silent. This is the fascinating conversation between Parler CEO John Mates and Maria Bartiromo. Excuse the rooster noise in the background. He must live in a bunker somewhere. It cracks me up as I was cutting this. But anyway, that's what that noise is in the background. Here you go.
This is absolutely extraordinary that you see this coordinated effort on the same day that the president is banned on Twitter. You've got Google and Instagram removing Parler. And now last night late, Apple removes Parler as well. What are you going to do? John, can this put you out of business?
Oh, I mean, it would put anybody out of business. I mean, this they could destroy anybody. If they did this to any app, any company, it would completely destroy them. And we're going to try our best, you know, to get back online as quickly as possible. But we're having a lot of trouble because every vendor we talk to, you know, says they won't work with us. Because if the Apple doesn't approve and Google doesn't approve, you know, they won't. And they've given us no legitimate remedy. They've tried to, you know, ask us for, you know, to cooperate with them on a few things. We've tried to give them everything that they wanted, you know, of course, without sacrificing our principles, but there were remedies to do it, and they just don't care. They just don't want us on the internet. They just want to get rid of us.
Now, they're claiming that Parler, he says, is responsible for the Capitol incident, which is ridiculous.
What is the reason that they're giving you for shutting you down?
Like, if they claim that we somehow were responsible for the, you know, what they call the insurrection on the 6th, which, you know, we've never allowed violence. You know, we've never allowed any of this stuff on our platform. And we don't even have a way to coordinate an event on our platform. So they somehow want to make us responsible. And this seems to me like an excuse to just basically eliminate free speech at a convenient time, you know, for them. And it does because, you know, we've grown so much. We were number one on the App Store the day that we were, you know, removed for quote unquote violence. And the same day that horrible violence was trending on Twitter. And so it's an obvious double standard. It's obvious collusion. And they're doing it, you know, to stifle free speech and competition in the marketplace. And this could happen to literally anybody.
And it will. And it will. This is just the beginning, folks. And Gab was able to get back up after they did this to Gab, and I hope Parler will too. But I'm telling you, they're going to continue to struggle as, you know, the Uniparty or, you know, whoever represents the party puts pressure on anyone who does business with them and attempts to destroy them. This is where we are. This is what absolute power looks like. I mean, we are in a runaway train to a China style Great Firewall. As Jordan Schachtel wrote on Twitter, he's right. And the question is, can we create decentralized platforms and massively adopt them before it's too late? In other words, a digital country within a country. Probably the beginning of a country within a country. I don't see another way, do you? By the way. And to me, folks, calling what happened in the Capitol a riot is a real stretch. After what I watched this summer, I saw a real riot. In a real riot, streets burn. People get hurt. Well, that officer got killed. Did he? I told you on Friday that sounded strange. I just tickled that part of my lizard brain. Did that officer get killed? I don't know. Now that the facts are coming out, which they always do when people aren't paying attention anymore, was Officer Sicknick's death because some thug Republican hit him in the head with a, fire extinguisher? That was the official media story. That looked like they waited for the facts before they put that story out, though. I'll tell you what really went on next. We're starting to get an idea of it anyway. It's nuts. I want to wrap this segment, though, with our first epic rant of the day from Representative Devin Nunes on the Parler shutdown. And he's one of the few Republicans speaking out on it. You notice this? They're so busy condemning their own supporters that they're not speaking out the leadership about the censorship. And that's because they're fine with it. They always have been. And they don't want to make Google, Facebook, or Twitter mad because the tech companies have the biggest PACs on the Hill. They don't want, and they donate to both Republicans and Democrats. So they don't want to make them mad. Devin Nunes doesn't seem to care, though. He's one of the few Republicans who will speak out. This is today's first epic rant.
The effect of this is that there is no longer a free and open social media company or site for any American to get on any longer. Because these big companies, Apple, Amazon, Google, they have just destroyed Parler is likely a billion-dollar company. Poof, it's gone. But it's more than just the financial aspect of that. Republicans have no way to communicate. It doesn't even matter if you're a Republican or conservative. If you don't want to be regulated by left-wingers that are at Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, where you get shadow banned, nobody gets to see you. They get to decide what's violent or not violent. It's preposterous. So I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack on not only a company, but on all of those like us, like me, like you, Maria, I have 3 million followers on Parler. Tonight, I will no longer be able to communicate with those people. And they're Americans.
I had a funny feeling about this story, which is why I did not dwell on it. The tragic death of the Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, we heard about it. He had been killed by the rioters. Turns out, maybe not. The facts originally reported around his death may not have been accurate. The initial story, and see, this is what hit me weird about the initial story. There were no details. The initial story implied that he died from an attack by protesters at the Capitol. And it was even reported that he got hit with a fire extinguisher. ABC News, and this is how they do it, buried way down in an article with a headline about the tragedy of the officer's death. They admit this, that Sicknick's death, again, he's the officer from the Capitol Police, may not have been caused by violence at the Capitol. May have been, quote, driven by a medical condition he had, unquote. See this widely reported? No, you didn't, did you? Here's the exact wording from ABC buried down in the article so that you will not see it. According to sources familiar with the matter, authorities believe Sicknick's death was driven by a medical condition. They're also investigating reports that he was attacked with a fire extinguisher or other another item at the Capitol. So far, reports of an attack haven't been confirmed. They have no evidence. And authorities are hoping to locate video or other imagery from the scene. They haven't confirmed he was attacked by anyone, Trump supporters, Antifa, anybody from the Capitol. They haven't. No, they didn't. That didn't stop the news reports, though, did it? I had a funny feeling about this. That's why I stayed the heck away from it. Sicknick did not die until after he returned to his office, where he collapsed and was taken to the hospital, where he died around 9:30 p.m. We, of course, hate that. But we should wait till the evidence is. This is why I do this. I get texts all the time from you. Aren't you going to talk about it? No, I'm not. Because they lie. They lie. I mean, they do. They lie. Who put this out and let it hang for the weekend? That's funny, isn't it? Capitol Police. Media. Put this out and let it hang for the weekend. How long did that hang for? 3-4 days? Actually, it's been longer than the weekend. The whole time they didn't have any evidence he'd been attacked or hit or in anything. No fire extinguisher. No. But to put it out and let it sit, didn't they? This is how they do it, folks. Oh, he'd had a medical condition the whole time. Y'all didn't mention that. Strange. When you put information out to Capitol Police, the media, that he had died mysteriously, must have been because of the attacks. Y'all never had any evidence the whole time. No, you didn't? Okay. You know what this is? This is just like, this is what they do. It's the Capitol Police. This in D.C., it's all left wing. That's what it is. This is propaganda. This is like in Wisconsin when the attorney general knew immediately that Jacob Blake had a knife and that Jacob Blake had admitted on camera that he had a knife and that they'd found the knife in the floorboard of the car with the three little children in the back that he was preparing to drive away with. And the attorney general of the state of Wisconsin initially denied that he was armed. And then so that they could have the riots and the destruction, $20 million in the first evening. He did it on purpose, y'all. And then even days later, because I went back through the coverage over the weekend for something I'm going to do on the Battleground America podcast. I went back through the coverage. And even as the rumors were seeping out from the police department, Jacob Blake had a knife. He had a knife. The attorney general was denying it. He was saying, well, you know, he might have been armed. We don't know. And so the legend of the unarmed black man was born. And he was shot in the back because he was black. Didn't happen that way. But the damage was already done. Wisconsin had burned. They do this on purpose. They need to shut down any alternative forms of media so they can control the narrative. Again, as I explained, folks, They are in the... Okay, listen, let me explain. I had my liberal girlfriends, okay? They're highly educated, smart women, top of their class, successful people, not stupid. But when it comes to politics, they are ignorant. They have no idea what their party wants to do. When I run down the list of stuff that's been reported, that no, we're not doing that. No, we don't support socialism. We'd never support socialism. They don't know. And they're about to go into the most radical part of their legislative agenda. The Democrats are. They can't let their own supporters figure out what they stand for. And that's going to take a bigger effort than they've ever made before. They have to shut you up so their own supporters won't figure it out. Because when they see what the remaking of America looks like, they're going to be in horror, many of them with us. They can't let that happen. What was the first Facebook page shut down this weekend? Least violent place politically on the internet, run by the sweetest gay man you ever want to know. It was the walk away page. Not a bastion of violence. I'm on that thing almost every day. I have developed a habit of welcoming people walking away. A lot of them are black, Latino, and gay. And I leave them a short message. Thank you for joining us in the fight for freedom. Glad you're in the trenches with us. Welcome. Just something I took a habit of doing. 500,000 Democrats had posted their walkaway stories. They weren't violent. They didn't call for violence. I've never seen that. The Democrats could not. This is why the walkaway page was taken down first by Facebook. They cannot allow Democrat reaction to the taking away of the freedom of speech. They cannot allow it. It's like the Hotel California. You can walk away from the Democrat Party, but you can never leave. Not in public. Not publicly. It's not a violent site. Not by a mile. Brandon Straka, who runs it, love his videos, a very sweet, soft-spoken gay man. He doesn't call for violence. He walked away after he saw the violence, and then they came to where he worked, and they beat him. That sure did it for him. He was attacked where he worked. You didn't know that, did you? The media didn't tell you anything. This is to protect them from their own ignorant followers who don't get news. They're not dumb people. They're smart people. Many of them. They don't get news. You are a danger because you do. They can't have the walkaway movement go to Parler. They can't have their followers, their Democrat and moderate followers, able to go to Parler and figure out what the heck is going on when the Supreme Court is unrecognizable in a month. They can't have their supporters find out when they do amnesty. There aren't 9 million or 11 million illegals. There's 30, and they just got voting rights. And this is a one-party system like China. Understand, it's their followers. They're most afraid of finding out the truth. It's not you. You've already got their number. You know who they are. You know more than you ever have who they are. They got to keep those followers dumb. And it speaks volumes, the first site they took down. A sweet gay man who's a former Democrat. And a lot of Black and Latino people talking about why they left the party. They took that down first. Ask yourself why. Not us, them. A lot of these people aren't even Republicans on the walkaway site. They were Trump supporters, but they couldn't even get to quite where they could vote Republican. Believe me, I understand. I have trouble many days myself. They were just kind of walking away and they were done with it. They went first. That's why. Texter writes, hey, Tara, do you know of an alternative way to download the Parler app? No, Parler's down right now. I'm just checking again. They're gone. We hope they'll be back. The CEO sounded pretty bullish on that beginning of the weekend that he thought he could get it done. Now he's not so sure. And the reason for that is they've gotten to everybody. All the potential vendors he could migrate to. It was wild watching it. He first put out a statement saying, oh, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. You know, people, you know, for a long time have been competing for my business. I'll just move it somewhere else. By the end of the weekend, he was like, I have no vendors. I have no lawyers. I mean, not just Amazon, Google, and Apple had attacked him. Amazon and Google saying, no, we're not putting you in the App Store, even though you are the number one most downloaded app. So, folks, this is not like this is like some fringe site. There's some fringe people on it. They were the number one most downloaded app in the App Store at the very moment they were pulled down. That's terrifying. That is just unchecked power. And this as the tech companies merge with the state. Folks, they are going to merge with the state in 9 days. Do you know who's paying for the inauguration? Tech companies. Some others. You know who the biggest donors on the Hill are? Tech companies. You know who the Biden administration's, in terms of appointments, is now riddled with? People coming over from the tech companies. You aren't going to be able to tell where the government ends and the tech companies begin. Let's jump on the line with Scott in Greenville. Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Tara. I'll try to get straight to all my points because I got several things to say.
Yeah, because we got about a minute and a half, so I need a summary. Go ahead and summarize for me.
Let's not let a perfectly good crisis go to waste. People have been saying for a while now that this is looking like it's going to end in a civil war. And I say we've already crossed that threshold and we're in a civil war right now. And maybe the tech companies are doing is the equivalent of firing a shot in the 1700s. I terminated. I lost a 40-year friendship this weekend over all of this stuff. So we're definitely at the brother against brother, friend against friend, neighbor against neighbor point in the country. It's interesting, though, that this friendship that I lost, she couldn't articulate her side. All she could come up with was orange man bad. That was her whole argument. I could point out instance after instance, she had no words for the pink hat crowd trying to storm the Supreme Court, the pink hat crowd taking over the floor of the Senate while they were doing the confirmation, the Kavanaugh confirmation hearing. She couldn't articulate any of that. All she kept coming back to is orange man bad, orange man bad. Now, the last thing I'm going to say is you want to make a statement, then 74 million followers need to terminate their Facebook accounts today, period, end of statement. That'll make a statement.
All right, thank you, Scott, in Greenville. I'm going to address what you had to say on the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.